Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway. English anyway. Yes, English anyway at all.
Hello. Сегодняшняя программа о страдательном залоге, в частности, его употребление в прошедшем времени. Например, он родился в 1936 году. Ее хорошо воспитали. И так далее. Звезда сегодняшней программы – интересная личность. Итак, с нами Кит, Анна, Майк и Маги.
English anyway.
Yes.
This
is English
anyway. Keith.
Yes, Anna.
Can you spare a minute?
We're rather busy.
I'd like to tell you about myself.
Anna would like to tell us about herself.
We're rather busy.
We are rather busy, Anna.
But I'd like to tell you about myself. You see, I was born in 1945. I was well brought up, and I was given a good education.
Born, brought, given.
Bring, brought,
give, given.
Keith?
Yes?
Can you spare a minute?
We're busy.
Rather busy.
Yes, we're rather busy.
I'd like to tell you about myself. You see, I wasn't born in 1945. I was born in 1950. I wasn't well brought up. I was badly brought up. And I wasn't given a good education.
You were given a bad education?
That's right.
Anna was born in 1945.
McGee was born in 1950.
Born.
B-O-R-N.
Born. Anna was well brought up.
And McGee was badly brought up.
Well.
And badly.
Brought up.
Bring.
Brought.
Bring up.
Brought up. B-R.
O-U-G-H-T.
And some parents bring up their children well.
And some parents bring up their children badly.
I was well brought up.
I was badly brought up.
Now, Anna was given a good education.
And McGee was given a bad education.
A good education?
A bad education.
You are brought up at home. You are given an education.
Good or bad?
At school.
Give?
Given.
BBC English by Radio announce that we form the passive tenses by using the verb to be with the past participle. Give and bring are the verbs. Given and brought are the past participles. We form the passive tenses of these verbs by using the verb to be with given and brought. Thank you.
Итак, страдательный залог образуется при помощи глагола to be с причастием прошедшего времени. Обратите внимание на неправильные глаголы.
Was
born – родился.
Was
given – ему дали. И
was
brought – ему принесли. Постарайтесь обратить внимание на эти глаголы в следующей сценке.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse
me. Yes.
May I come in?
Well, I'm rather busy.
I'm sure you are. But can you spare a minute?
What is it?
I'd like to tell you about myself.
Oh, about yourself?
Yes, I'm an interesting person. You see, I was born in 1945. I was well brought up. And I was given a good education.
You were born in 1945?
That's right.
A good start in life.
What?
You were given a good start in life.
Yes, I was educated at the best schools. Now I'm a writer, a painter, and a pop star.
Do you work for the CIA?
What does CIA mean?
Central Intelligence Agency.
The CIA? Yes, I work for the CIA. I was invited to join when I was 15.
15? You were very young.
I was only 17 when my first novel was published.
17?
I was given a typewriter for my 16th birthday, so I wrote a novel.
Japanese?
What?
The typewriter.
Yes, yes. It was made in Japan.
All the best typewriters are made in Japan.
It was published when I was 17.
Your first novel?
Yes.
What was it about?
It was about me.
You were the hero?
Yes. It was an autobiographical novel.
I see.
I'm an interesting person.
He was born in 1945. He was well brought up. He was given a good start in life. He's an interesting person.
Если вы хотите узнать, что такое a novel, то это роман. Их пишут They are written. Пишут их романисты, а потом их издают. They are published.
Now, a novel is a book.
A novel is a story.
Gone with the Wind is a novel.
It's a story.
It's a book.
Gone with the Wind was written by Margaret Mitchell.
And it was published in 1936.
Write, written.
Publish, published.
Dr. Zhivago is a novel.
It's a story.
It's a book.
Dr. Zhivago was written by Boris Pasternak.
And it was published in 1957.
Write, written.
Publish, published.
A Town Like Alice is a novel.
It's a story.
It's a book.
A Town Like Alice was written by Neville Shute.
And it was published in 1960.
Publish, published.
Write, wrote, written.
Yes, Gone with the Wind, Dr. Zhivago, and A Town Like Alice are novels.
And they were written by Margaret Mitchell, Boris Pasternak, and Neville Shute.
О чем эти три знаменитых романа? О чем они? What are they about? Может быть, их писали на пишущих машинках? А может быть, эти машинки были изготовлены в Японии?
Perhaps they were written on typewriters.
Perhaps they were written on Japanese typewriters.
Made in Japan.
They were made in Japan.
Make, made.
Perhaps they were written on typewriters, and perhaps the typewriters were made in Japan.
Perhaps they were.
Make, made.
What is Gone with the Wind about?
What is Dr. Zhivago about?
What's A Town Like Alice about?
What are they about?
Are they about politics?
Are they about crime?
Are they about love?
Are they about life?
Or are they autobiographical?
Autobiographical.
Autobiographical.
What are they about?
Gone with the Wind is by Margaret Mitchell. Did she write about herself? Is it
autobiographical?
Dr. Zhivago is by Boris Pasternak. Did he write about himself? Is it
autobiographical?
A Town Like Alice is by Neville Shute. Did he write about himself? Is it
autobiographical?
BBC English by Radio repeat that we form the passive tenses by using the verb to be with the past participle. Boris Pasternak wrote it. It was written by Boris Pasternak. The verb to be is used with the past participle. Thank you.
Ну вот, а теперь о главном моменте сегодняшнего урока. Страдательный залог в английском языке образуется с помощью глагола to be с причастием прошедшего времени. Предложения с примерами, с глаголами given, brought up, made и published прозвучат в следующей сценке.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Yes.
May I come in?
Well, I'm rather busy.
I'm sure you are. But can you spare me a minute?
What is it?
I'd like to tell you about myself.
Oh, about yourself?
Yes. I'm an interesting person. You see, I was born in 1945. I was well brought up. And I was given a good education.
Oh, you were born in 1945?
That's right.
A good start in life.
What?
You were given a good start in life.
Yes, I was educated at the best schools. Now I'm a writer, a painter, and a pop star.
Do you work for the CIA?
What does CIA mean?
Central Intelligence Agency.
Oh, the CIA, yes. I work for the CIA. I was invited to join when I was 15.
15? You were very young.
I was only 17 when my first novel was published.
17.
I was given a typewriter for my 16th birthday, so I wrote a novel.
Japanese?
What?
The typewriter.
Yes, it was made in Japan.
All the best typewriters are made in Japan.
It was published when I was 17.
Your first novel?
Yes.
What was it about?
It was about me.
You were the hero.
Yes, it was an autobiographical novel.
I see.
I'm an interesting person.
Вы обратили внимание на выражение «Do you work for the CIA?» Вы работаете в ЦРУ? Work for. И обратили ли вы внимание, как ответила на это наша интересная личность? I was invited to join. Меня туда пригласили. А теперь важно научиться спрашивать, что это значит. Вот несколько примеров.
Yes, now, what does NATO mean?
Easy.
What
What does you know mean?
That's easy.
What does EEC mean?
Easy.
What does BBC mean?
That's easy.
What does
NATO or EEC or UNO or BBC
mean?
That's easy.
NATO means North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
UNO means United Nations Organization.
EEC means European Economic Community.
And BBC means British Broadcasting Corporation.
Ta-da!
And what does CIA mean?
Central Intelligence Agency.
Do you work for the CIA?
Me?
Yes.
No, I don't.
You weren't invited to join?
No.
Do you work for the FBI?
What does FBI mean?
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
No, I don't. I wasn't invited to join.
You weren't invited to join?
No, I wasn't. I'm a musician.
When did you become a musician?
I was given a banjo when I was 12, so I became a musician.
Become? Became.
You became a musician when you were 12?
No, the following year. I was given a banjo when I was 12. I became a musician the following year.
The following year, when you were 13?
Yes.
When were you born?
I was born in 1950.
In 1950, so you became a musician in 1963?
Yes.
BBC English by Radio remind you again that the passive tenses are formed by using the verb to be with the past participle. Thank you.
Вот, наконец, наш незадачливый друг встречает человека, который соглашается признать его интересной личностью.
Excuse me.
Yes?
May I come in?
Well, I am rather busy.
Oh, I'm sure you are, but can you spare a minute?
What is it?
I'd like to tell you about myself.
Oh, about yourself.
Yes, I'm an interesting person. You see, I was born in 1945. I was well brought up, and I was given a good education.
You were born in 1945?
That's right.
A good start in life?
What?
You were given a good start in life.
Oh, yes, yes, I was educated at the best schools. And now I'm a writer, a painter, and a pop star.
Do you work for the CIA?
What does CIA mean?
Central Intelligence Agency.
Oh, the CIA, yes, yes, I work for the CIA. I was invited to join when I was 15.
15? You were very young.
I was only 17 when my first novel was published.
17?
It was an autobiographical novel.
I see.
The following year, I was given a banjo, so I became a singer.
He was born in 1945. He was well brought up. He was given a good start in life. He's an interesting person.
Итак, на сегодня все. До следующей программы. Всего доброго.
English fast, English slow, English anyway. English high, English low, English anyway. English you can learn.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway.